While driving to the condo, I asked Don if he attended church anywhere. He said he didn't. I replied, "Great, you're my first member." And that is exactly what happened. I began Saddleback Church with that realtor's family and mine. 2 weeks later, we held our first Bible study in our condo with 7 people present. After we moved on faith, it was exciting to see the financial support we needed begin to materialize. Pastor John Jackson led the Crescent Baptist Church in Anaheim, California, to become our official sponsoring church and provide $600 a month in financial support. Then, the First Baptist Church of Lufkin, Texas, and the First Baptist Church of Norwalk, California, both committed $200 a month toward our fledgling congregation. One morning, I received a phone call from a man I'd never met who offered to pay the rent for our first 2 months. He said he'd heard about the new church and wanted to help out. Another time, with a nearly empty checking account, Kay and I went scouting garage sales to buy nursery equipment for the first service. We found what we needed and wrote out a check, knowing we were spending our last food money. When we got home, I opened the mailbox and found a check from a woman in Texas who had heard me speak one time and somehow traced us to California. The check was the amount we'd just spent on nursery equipment, $37.50. I would have preferred to have had the new church financially underwritten before we moved to California, but it didn't work out that way. Instead, we moved on faith. My sense of calling was so strong, I was eager to get started. I love the Living Bible paraphrase of Ecclesiastes 11:4. If you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done. If you insist on solving all the problems before you make a decision, you'll never know the thrill of living by faith. God always uses imperfect people in imperfect situations to accomplish His will. As we saw God confirm our decision to begin the church in many, many ways in those early days, we learned an important lesson. Wherever God guides, He provides.